Welcome and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question and answer session. At that point, you may press star one on your telephone keypad. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now I will turn the meeting over to your host, Ms. Amy Montgomery. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, Erin. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the quarterly Technical Assistance conference call, and thank you for your attendance today. We have with us today from DMH, Ms. Jackie Manker, and from the Collaborative, Dr. Todd Kasdan, Pat Palmer, Callie Lacey, and Sue Kappas. At this time, there are no announcements to be made, and Erin, we may now open up the lines for questions.
Thank you, ma'am, and we will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. Your name is required to introduce your question. To withdraw your request, press star 2. One moment, please, for the first question. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1.
Hi, Amy. This is Jackie Manker. Am I on?
Yes, go ahead, Jackie.
So maybe I could say a few things until someone has a question, or maybe this will generate questions. Let me first welcome all of you to this quarterly call. It has been many quarters since I've had the opportunity on sitting in one of the technical assistance calls. So I just want to say hi. I'm sure I've got some old friends out there in virtual land. I am setting in today for Leanne Reinert, who, as you know, is our clinical policy specialist. Leanne is ill today and not able to be with us, so I will do my best to answer questions thinking of Leanne. But in case I can't, I know a lot of things have changed since I've been involved at this level, so if I can't answer it and Pat or Dr. Kasdan and their team can't answer it, we will be sure to give you some responses in the very near future. I want to, again, thank you all for calling in. I especially want to thank you all for your very hard work that you do day in and day out with the individuals we serve. I know it has not been an easy go over these last couple of years, and so I did just want to take a moment and thank you all for the services that you provide and the passion you provide them with. We really do appreciate our partnership with you, and want you to know that we consider ourselves lucky to have you in our network. Leanne did ask that I just give you a couple of reminders, actually three things to remember that have come up over the course of the last quarter. The first one, some of these seem pretty simple, but if not followed, could decrease your either getting a authorization request fulfilled in a timely way or in getting claims processed. So the first one is the importance of timely registrations in the collaborative system. That registration information is the link, the electronic link for all claiming and all authorizations. So if you could share with those individuals at your provider agencies that are responsible for timely registrations, it will save you a lot of headaches on down the road. The second reminder is, as much as we regret it, the individuals we serve do pass away, and it is a requirement that you guys submit a discontinuation of authorization for those individuals. It helps us keep our data and our utilization management analysis reports up to date. So please remember to do that and try and do that in a timely way as well, so that all of our systems are current. And then finally, just a reminder to the importance of submitting the documents as requested by our administrative service organization. There is a reason why we've asked Value Options to collect what they collect, and so we just ask that you try and get the documentation in as soon as possible, and to remind you that if you don't get them in within 10 days after the initial request, the request is voided. So those were three reminders that I was asked to share. Let me take a minute and ask Pat if I shared that information correctly. And is there anything you would like to add to any of those?
Yeah, thanks, Jackie. I just want to clarify on that last point in getting the documentation in. That has to do specifically with charts that we're auditing. And so sometimes when we're auditing charts, we don't have all the information we need, and we will be requesting that. So that's what we're talking about there specifically, is for audit.
Yep, very important. Thanks for helping me clarify that. Okay, Pat, anything else from you, from your side, that you'd like to update the group on, or are we ready to see if there's any questions we can answer?
Nope, I think we're good to go with other questions, if there are any.
Okay, Amy, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Thank you, Jackie. Erin, are there any questions in the queue?
Yes, ma'am, we have a question. It comes from Ms. Julie Percy. Ms. Percy, you may now proceed.
Hi, Jackie and everyone. The question that I have is in regards to if the pre-authorized hours are going to start all over again as of July 1st, as they did July of 2012.
Excellent, excellent question. And I believe the answer is yeah, but I'm going to ask the experts. Pat?
Yeah, that's our understanding, that July 1st, it rolls back and you need to start doing that again. Yep.
Okay.
And we should probably get a communication out, Pat, to that effect. I'll make sure and let Leanne know, but I think we did that last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably good that we do that in case not all agencies are represented on the call.
Yeah, because everyone I know in our agency has been asking that exact question, and I kept saying, Jackie will answer it on the next call.
Okay, well, we'll see if Jackie gave you the right answer, but I'm pretty sure it's yes, it will begin again.
And the limits will remain the same, 10 for therapy and 200 for PSR?
Yes, ma'am. There's no changes in the UM criteria or processes.
Great. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you once again. To ask a question, you may press star followed by the number one.
I did have one question come in prior to this call that I'd like to read so that everyone could hear.
Okay.
The question is, does all therapy counseling need authorization, including family and group? Pat, would you like to answer that one?
Yep, and the answer is yes. And it goes to our previous question as well, that there are the usual thresholds, as far as we know at this point, of either 10 hours or 40 units. But yes, all therapy counseling does need to be pre-authorized.
Thank you, Pat. And the second part of that question was, this per- person stated that she knows she has heard on a previous call that authorization requests are billable, but she wanted to verify that what service it is, and she wanted to know, was it case management?
And no, case management in the authorization process is not billable.
Thank you, Pat. Erin, do we have any other questions come in?
At this time, there are no further questions on queue, ma'am.
Okay, we'll wait just a few more minutes to see if any other questions come through.
Okay.
Jackie, would you like to wait a few more minutes?
Is this typical? Do they know how to ask questions and everything? So if this is typical, let's just give one more shout out. If you have any questions, please follow the operator's instructions. We'll wait just a couple of more minutes to make sure no one's thought of anything. If not, we'll end the call early and get a little more work done today.
Okay, thanks, Jackie.
We have our next question, ma'am. It comes from Penny Arthur.
Hi, Jackie. I think I understood correctly that case management in the authorization process is not billable, and someone thought that there was a service that was billable while doing the authorization. And what would that service be?
Was that your question earlier, Penny?
No, I just got on because I was asking for clarification on that last question.
Yeah, I was a little this is Jackie talking. I was a little confused by the question. That's why I asked if it was yours, if maybe you could reword it for me. Is the question...
I understood the answer from the previous question was that case management in the authorization process is not billable. If you're using case management to bill the time you're spending on an authorization for someone?
Yeah. Has that been communicated to you guys as a possibility?
Yeah.
So this is one I'm going to have to punt and ask Leanne to send out some communication, because if she's figured out a way that we can get that by the feds, I don't want to get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want I don't want to tell you guys differently based on my limited knowledge of the federal reg. So please do not change what you're doing. I'm going to Pat. Do you have any?
No,
I don't. Should we just?
I would do exactly what you're going to do, Jackie.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems a far stretch to me, but hey, you know, if we stretch things all the time. So if we've got advice that's a legitimate use, I want us to be able to use it. So please don't change what you're doing. If
okay.
Leanne's given you policy directive, stick with it. Amy, you have the person's name that asked the original question, right? Okay, so when Leanne gets back, which I hope is going to be sooner than later, I'll ask her to clarify and perhaps put in the same communication she's going to send out about the FY14 utilization management criteria and processes. Sorry, I have a train coming. Penny, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. The thing is this. for a person to be able to continue to get services authorized, it's an access to service. So that's how we see it as case management, is that we are helping the person have access to services.
Okay. Don't change what you're doing.
Okay.
So I'm just going to punt on that, and I'm going to my instructions again are: don't change what you're doing. If you receive direction of doing that from DMH, I'm sure we got our tushes covered. So just continue doing it, and we will specifically respond to the originator of the question. And if Leanne thinks necessary, she'll put it in writing once more and get it out to the field.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for bringing it back up. I thought it was a little more complicated, but
yeah, it was. That's why I asked the question.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
Okay. Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Any other questions?
Yes, and the next question comes from Ms. Norma Ripplinger. Ma'am, you have an open line.
Hi, thank you. I don't mean to confuse the issue, and if I'm way out of line, just cut me off and I'll understand. As we prepare for the managed care companies and the continuing care entities, will we still go on having to deal with the collaborative in the same way?
No. Yes and no.
Yes and no, okay.
Yes, of course, you know, nothing can be real full and clear cut. If your geographic area is one that will be rolling out some form of Medicaid reform, rather through a managed care organization or a CCE or an MCCN, and you probably know if you are, then as far as utilization management, you will be, well, let me back up and try and make it clearer. If you're in those geographic areas with managed care organizations, I'm just going to say managed care organizations
because
I'm less clear on the CCEs, but the managed care organizations, HFS, the Medicaid Authority, will be paying for the services of individuals on Medicaid who are seniors and persons with disabilities. They will be paying the managed care company for the care of those individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Managed care companies will be contracting with community providers to provide that care. The community providers then are engaged in a contract with the MCO and not with DMH. So they will follow the utilization criteria and protocol of those managed care organizations.
Okay.
But what does remain the same is all clients must still be registered through the collaborative.
Okay.
So the registrations stay in effect, but the utilization management processes are through the managed care organizations.
Okay, then to complicate your life, I'm going to ask, if the initial registration goes through the collaborative, does that mean even though we have the contract with the managed care organization, that we have to update the registrations with the collaborative every 6 months?
Yes, ma'am.
As now required?
Yeah, the 6 months still required.
Okay. All righty.
And the reason, well, there's several reasons for that, but the one I'm most interested in is it is RR being the DMH, being the state mental health authority's primary way, and about the only way, to be honest with you, that we can still collect our data on outcomes, on functional measures, on those types of things that we are required to report to the federal government. in order to get our SAMHSA block grant, which is, as you know, very important for the funding of our services. So we've got to have a way to continue to get that information, and so the decision was made we would do that through the registration.
Okay. Now, we probably will, well, we might be able to deal with the managed care companies on not duplicating necessarily some of that information, but I might be...
Well, we'd hope so. I can't tell you that it'll be that easy, but I understand where we want to get to.
Yes.
Now, yeah. And I really don't know what they're asking providers for, so I don't know if there is any duplication or not. There's likely to be some, and they're a funder too, so they're going to want to know, they're going to want to watch for level of care changes.
Sure.
Going to want to watch for employment changes, residential changes, things like that. I mean, it really... So, and I hope that, you know, I know you guys will, if there is redundancy, please let us know. Feel free to email me directly. That's fine. Because, you know, we're just beginning all of these new systems, and so there's going to be some growing pains. But the end goal will want to really be... gather the data we want and do it with as do it as efficiently as possible. So, if something, if a red flag jumps up at you, please just send me a email. It's Jackie jackie.manker@illinois.gov.
MANKER.
Correct.
Okay. One other thing. Jackie, that you mentioned, and that's your data for the outcomes. I noticed in the Illinois Strategic Plan, I think that was the DMH Strategic Plan that I might have been looking at.
DMH was responsible for making sure a state mental health strategic plan was developed, yeah.
There we go. Okay, that's what I read then.
Uh-huh.
And it mentioned the outcomes were going to be more critical, as we all know, with the health care reform prompting all of this. There, I mean, I'm sure you're more aware than I am that of the outcomes that the federal government is, or CMS, is tracking. So... are we going to be looking, as I plan for outcomes for the next year, are we going to be looking at the ones listed in the mental health strategic plan? I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, you know, and to my knowledge, there hasn't been any policy decision made. Those are the outcomes that were the variety of individuals who participated in that plan recommended. I think if I were you, that wouldn't be a bad place to start. I don't know. We're not ready to release anything to begin FY14. But if I was a betting woman, I'd say, yeah, we'd probably go with what was recommended by our stakeholders.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
No problem.
Thank you, speakers. At this time, there are no further questions on queue.
Thank you, Erin. Jackie, you want to wait just a few more seconds?
I'm good. Just do what you normally do.
All right. Well, if there are no more questions in the queue, then that will conclude our call for the day. I would like to remind the audience that today's call audio will be posted under the Provider Resources heading on the Provider Information page of the Collaborative's website. That will be in MP3 format and available for download within 2 to 3 business days. Erin, you may now please push the speakers through to post-conference and disconnect the main line.
Thank you. That concludes today's conference. Thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect.